And are you Catholic?
My mother Chris McConnell and I still church.
Yeah. Can you tell me what address you're living at, what the address this is? You know the address? Name of the road?
There is I have to get my daughter.
That's okay.
I get my social check, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, now, Mr. you tell me about your occupation, what you did all your life.
Well, from a kid,
yeah,
I used to start catching oysters with my dad. We had our own oyster garden. Well, I can tell you the whole history of how the state was organized.
Shoot.
All right, it was fishing oysters on that wildfed oyster ground. Old man Manuel had one there. As tall as that grandpa had. Been around. And there was that, an old man going around with that way. Well, anyhow, Papa says, there was some of them all hard, there was no bedding ground, I mean, no state reef, no public reef, but just a few of them old banks where them old ships went down and made accumulated a little oyster bank. Rock Bank, Grand Bank, Horseshoe Bank, all them kind of banks. But my dad and all these old timers, you know, the first one could get on them banks and the first board to see them and catch a couple of good skipper loads.
Mm-hmm.
So, Papa says to me, he said, one evening, I was a young little fella, so I want you to put the sail in the skiff and put water and all. He said, we're going on Grand Bank tomorrow. I said, before them floods in Ocean Spring gets there. So I went down and brought him in there. So, Daddy's barn, he had the old railroad drawbridge with the old man Traces, we used to call that Traces place there. St. Martin there. Hit that right in line and keep the sound and you hit the bank. The bank wasn't big, but I guess about 50 feet long. So that little north wind had the sail in the skiff, and what they call them street sails. And I was shining, but my daddy says to me, I hold right in line, he says, and I took his pole and began hitting oysters. Before it got to the back, began hitting oysters, and Papa said, slack your sail, rough fella, let me see what's the air. He grabbed me rake for all them crazy oysters. It didn't take long to get our skiff rolling. No, got on rock back. So Papa, come on in. We had up to that bar, there was about 20 oystermen. They all had little places there, little shops to put them in, little sheds, you know. The manuals was there, and different ones was all around there. And we coming in there, old man said, used to Papa call Papa Eugene. He says, where you get all them oysters? It was a back horse is round, you know, but this was a big, long one. Pop says, I don't know, Sonny. I said, yeah, I just struck him out there. So, boy, by that time, old man John Emanuel stepped up. He was working there too, you know. He says, you know where them horses come from? Pop, no. He said, Dunbar, Newcape, BL&D. They had no more place to put shells. The people's complaining is rolling the shells on their property. And big, look like a modern shell. So they put some big barges alongside the wharf, and the Bohemians would roll them shells on their boat, and the BL&D had a little steamboat. Her name was the Jewish Abbott. They told them shells out there, throw them out there in the middle ground, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody hardly knew nothing about it. Old gentleman, you knew it. That's where the horses come from.